through this shit. And you know what I'm saying? They just be black in the building.
Like I tell them, I don't wear makeup. So when we go Hollywood, they're going to say, you got to get there like 2 o'clock for a show that don't start until 4 or 5. So I'll be there around 10 minutes prior. Just make sure you have some aloe and some olive oil. And I'm good. Some grapeseed olive oil. And I'm good. No makeup. So I'm a man. I can't do that shit.
No makeup?
No makeup. Alicia Keys ain't wearing makeup.
Those keys look good, though.
Exactly.
You don't.
Fuck you. I'm adorable. Women love me.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm adorable. Yeah. That shit lasts forever. Cute.
Right on.
And handsome. That shit fade.
For sure.
Gorgeous. That shit go away. So do pretty. But adorable. That shit's forever. Ha ha.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's your man, your brother, the one and only host of the world famous Talk Black to Me radio podcast. I am your brother, Ja Ali, and this is a collaboration of Talk Black to Me podcast, the radio show taking over the nation, and the Sunny from down the hall.
It's the Black Hall, y'all.
The Black Hall is what we call in this episode, and yes, this one right here, like I always say, is going to be much better and much greater than the last one. It's going to be better than any of one that you ever heard before, because the dynamic duo is taking over the mic tonight, and damn,
dun, dun, dun.
Right on. And this motherfucker already, bro. It's already hot. It's already steaming. It's already snitching. Hot. It's already steaming, man.
Stop snitching.
We might as well. We might as well just go ahead and get into it, bro. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. So how y'all doing? Now we want to get that out the way. How y'all doing? Of course, you know we miss y'all, and we like doing this because of y'all.
For sure. So, that's the only reason we do it.
So give us that feedback because we need that. You know, you can hit me up at Sunny from down the hall. Let me know how you feel, what's going on, if you like the show, if you didn't like the show.
Yeah, if you hate him, if you love him, you know what I'm saying, all that.
You can also check me out at Sunny Rising on Facebook.
For sure.
You'll find me, you'll find me.
Sunny from down the hall, Sunny, you know, all that good stuff. You can check him out also, too, on Talk Black to Me.
Of course.
On this episode, you can jump over there and check that out. Check out some of that good content over there, too. We got some good content on that one. Also, too, there's a family of network of black show producers and presenters that are on the One United Radio Network. On the
Our.
One, right on the One Our. United Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? Up and coming. Shit, we ain't even up and coming no more.
We here.
We already here.
We here.
We made this. Only thing we need y'all to start doing is tuning in. We worldwide. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my people in Belize. Shout out to my people in Russia. Shout out to my people in Germany.
Yes, my, you know, people in Germany. I got fans in Germany. Right. That's on. Cool as hell.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? My brother hit me up today. He just shot me an email, my man, from the doggone Big Money No Problem show.
Oh, don't forget about my fans overseas in Japan.
Right on.
What time is it now? Kamawa. One minute, say, hey, arigato, man.
For sure, though. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, everybody showing love, everybody doing the thing, man. Right on. So, here's what we're going to do, man. We already gave y'all a little snippet of the intro. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and do that one more time. Just give them a little bit. This episode right here, it's going to be filled with a whole lot of love, a whole lot of laughter, a whole lot of music. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go all out on this one. So get ready for it. We're just going to have fun with it. We're going to talk about some real stuff. I don't know what he's going to talk about. He don't know what I'm going to talk about.
That's the best part.
And definitely, we brought our subjects to the table. And after this little brief intro right here and a little word from one of our sponsors, you know, so we're going to come right back with it, and then...
Because we got sponsors, man. We doing good.
Well, for sure, man. People loving it, man.
We doing good. You know you're doing good when you got somebody say, okay, we're going to pay y'all to talk.
Yeah, right. We do this shit anyway.
All right, we're going to pay y'all to talk.
You know what I'm saying? But you're going to pay us to do it, too?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So y'all make sure y'all go ahead and support the sponsors. Keep listening. If you have not already... Follow the Sunny from Down the Hall show, Sunny Rise, and everything he said on Facebook.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And then doggone check out Talk Black to Me. I know y'all already feeling that because I see the numbers on that one. You know what I'm saying? But support your brothers. You know what I'm saying? Support us trying to do this thing. It's all independent. And yeah, man, and we got love for y'all. Y'all show the love back. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, please leave a review. Leave comments, all that good stuff, man. And you know, now I think I'm spending too much time right now on the specifics of it, of how to get people to follow us and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we spending too much time kissing your ass. We done with that. Now it's time to start the show.
DJ dropped the, DJ dropped the beat.
Right, yeah, now it's time to start the show. Okay, I want to talk about the riots and how it was an inside fucking job. I don't care what nobody say.
Who been rioting?
The motherfucking white boys when they took over the Capitol.
We're stealing the white boys.
Yeah, right. They stormed the motherfucking Capitol.
Your black ass couldn't have done that shit, though.
Nope.
My black ass couldn't have done
But you know what's funny? They sent me to other countries where we done it. And they sent me to other countries, like how they, remember when the riots first started and they had them dressed like regular people? They was just doing dumb shit. And we was like, we know y'all, y'all. They'd have us do that over there in other countries, go out there and start dumb shit, too.
Right.
So now it's just like it's on our, they doing it on the home turf. That's all. It's just recycling the same program. But that riot was an inside job because they was letting their asses in. And you got to also remember that Trump and his people in his cabinet, they did a lot of dirty crap. And it's kind of like Nixon with Watergate. Remember, they had to go in there and shred all that shit, burn all that shit, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And they got caught.
Yeah.
But if you let all those rioters in there, we were so worried about them rioting. Nobody really thought about what was the main goal and purpose. It's shit in there that they done took. It's shit in there that they need. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a bigger purpose. It wasn't just to go in there and storm the Capitol. They stormed the Capitol. And when they got inside, they was in them offices. They really looking for them people for a reason. Shit's missing. And they can't tell you what's fucking missing. Mm. So when you watch the news, like, they're never going to tell you the truth. Like, I remember when I was overseas and we was going to war for that Bin Laden shit. And they was like, oh, we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. And I was on the AOL at the time. That's how old that shit was. We had AOL. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my mom. And we was what we call dark and shit. I mean, we can't use cell phones. But I was like, something wrong. So I called my mom.
Mm.
And as we watching the news, you could hear them say, we not going to war. We in peace talks. But we already was out the sea for 3 days, headed towards that direction. If we had peace talks, we would be going back home. So my mom's like, they said you coming home. And I was like, no, because we headed in that direction. And by the time we got there, that's when we started war.
Mm.
Soon as we got there, that's when he was like, now we at war. We was already going there. If we wasn't going to head in the war, we wouldn't have went there. We was headed back home.
Mm.
We got that siren and that shit turned on. He was like, where the fuck are we going? But you telling everybody on the news, there will be no war. There'll be no war. We're not at war. And my mom's calling me, asking me. And I'm like, Mom, that's a fucking lie. And then you hear her telling everybody in the house, we're going to fucking war. I'm talking to my son now. He headed that way.
Right.
So that's why you can't believe nothing they say. Like I said before, if they tell you, oh, three people die, it could be 300. But if they say 300, it could be three. You can never believe anything they say. So when they say they're looking for these people, and they're looking for these certain specific people. Out of all these people that was in that fucking office, you think he the only one had his foot on that damn table taking a picture? Are you crazy? I'd have did it. Think about it. You, the old fucking office, if you broke in there and you just saw him get up out the chair.
I don't know, bro.
But you wouldn't have got your ass in there and take a selfie.
I don't know. No,
get the fuck out of here.
Bro, no.
The Oval Office?
No.
You in there. You
fuck that.
And you black?
No, fuck that. No. Black man logic kicks in and says, don't take no picture of me doing this fuck shit.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You, black you know man logic. Black people out there. You know that, right?
I saw some too,
but it was black people out there.
I think they really just got lost on their way to try to find out where the stimulus checks was.
You an idiot.
That's you know what I'm saying? Look, sometimes we
the
get
black
caught,
hard show, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get fucked up. Look,
he said they followed a bunch of white looting rioters because they were looking for a stimulus check.
I had no idea y'all was coming out here to do all this shit, bro. I was just trying to find out what the holdup was with the stimulus checks. That's all I wanted. And look, that's this one thing that's been floating around on social media. You see the one brother and he the little slim dude, and you know what I'm saying? All the stump jumpers is up there. And they taking over the place. You can tell they meant for business, right? They came for business. Okay, cool. They in the galley, you know, in the audience of where the place where they hold the house, Senate and shit. Okay, cool. And this one brother standing up there. He slick got on his goddamn ball cap and his backpack. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's standing in the middle of the aisle and he's looking. You know what I'm saying? That you seen the picture? Everybody seen the picture?
Yeah.
This brother is not there for the fuck shit. He is looking like, where the damn checks?
No.
That's all I want. No. Want to check.
You sound like the judge whose son got caught rioting and looting in the motherfucking Oval Office. And then he going to say, well, my son just got pushed up. He went down there just to protest, but when it happened, he just got pushed up. Like, oh, we going this way, so he had to go this way because he ain't had no choice. Let me tell you something. Ain't nowhere in hell you got inside the building pushed. Outside, maybe. In the building? Nah, bro, he was going that way. So you get your black ass sitting in the interview because you looking at these white boys go crazy going, I can't believe they said they was going to do it. They said they was going to do it. And you took your black ass down there. And you, what you got a backpack going for? Bruh. What's in the backpack?
That's how we roll. No, that's how
shit,
we roll.
Shit missing out that damn Oval Office. Trump was like, yo, take your asses down there and perform motherfucking Watergate. Get your asses down there. Clean house. Don't worry about it. Ain't going to be no bullets. Ain't going to be nothing. They're going to let you in. They got a phone call, and they said, move the barricade. Who called? He can only do that. Let the motherfuckers in. They got a clean house. Clean house. He told them that. That clean house shit was bring your ass in here, destroy everything that they're going to use against me. That's why we can't impeach. Damn real. He got everything the fuck out of there.
Hold up. So you, what? Are you implying that Trump gave the order and
hell yeah, he taped that shit out
and orchestrated steps along
fuck,
the way.
He was orchestrating that shit. Yo, he orchestrated that shit for months. He was telling them, yo, boom, 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 boom. And it was like, okay. And every time he said something, they reacted. And he tested them again. Every time he said something, they reacted with more force, like he said. And then he said, fuck this, I don't wanna leave, clean house. And the motherfucker said, okay, we're taking over the White House. He wasn't even there. That brings me to Pence, his right-hand man, his vice president. He was in there and got killed. He was like, I can't believe Trump did that. So he was like, impeach the bastard. You know you fired when your homeboy said, nigga, you fired.
No,
you
know what I'm saying? No.
I want you to be fired, bro. I don't even want your job, and I'm up for it next. I just want you out of here. You had your people come in here and try to kill you. Yeah, he didn't even give his homeboy a heads up.
Because I held
if
it.
If both of them wasn't it, you... You wouldn't give me the heads up?
I held it
you
down.
You wouldn't give me the heads up?
Yeah, look, bro.
That, look, me and you taking ain't too Trump fucking long to answer.
Me and you ain't Trump
Is it yes or no?
Look, me and you ain't Trump and Pence. You know what I'm saying? Because goddamn, look, hey, bro, we supposed to be on this agenda, right? We supposed to be on this goddamn agenda. I've been riding with you since day one, okay? I've been your ride or die. All of a sudden, you going to goddamn get up in front of everybody else, the whole fucking country, fuck that, the whole fucking world. And then you gonna throw me slap under the bus. Not
you
once.
You threw yourself under the bus. Every time you get a bus stop tweet. No, Pence ain't throw you under the bus.
Pence been chilling in the corner.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
He been doing his job.
And Trump ain't give that motherfucker a warning. He didn't give him a warning saying, yo,
that's what I'm
my
saying.
People coming.
I've been riding with you all this time, and all of a sudden you just going, oh, shit. Damn, this motherfucker just threw me under the bus.
She tried to kill him. He tried to kill him, that old chick, too. He was trying to get rid of all of them. Y'all all want to fucking impeach me, and y'all all working today. All my people ain't working except for the ones I don't like. You saw that? Did you see that shit?
They had the noose out there waiting on, buddy.
Did you see that? All his homeboys was off that day. Except for the ones he didn't like. And he left his vice president in that moment. That's why he was hurt. And it was like, Pence is in the building. It was like, what? And it was like, ain't nobody else in here that worked with Trump? Except for the people that was like, you know what? He, you know, he fucking up. Because you know they had to talk to Pence 24/7. What the fuck is wrong with your guy? He's always... What. Come on, man.
I tell you what. If you're listening to this show and you're a Trump supporter, or if you listen to this show and you were a Trump supporter, or, you know what I'm saying, if you listen to this show and you used to like the Apprentice, whatever.
He said The Apprentice. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Give us a call, you know what I'm saying, and give us some feedback and let us know. You know what I'm saying? We always need to know if we're on the right track, cause we always doggone.
It was an inside job.
It
was an inside job. Yeah, we taking over shit before.
Just saying, though.
It was an inside job.
I don't know.
Clean house. That was Watergate. That was a new version. They don't use no new terminology. They use new terminology for the same old tricks.
But I can tell you right now, though, if you think for 1 hour that Trump is going to spend any time in jail, you're sadly mistaken.
He leaving the country. That's why they're trying to get his passport. He's trying to get the hell out of Dodge, period.
Well, he can't go to Mar-a-Lago, no. He can't go to Florida.
He trying to get the hell out of the country. Fuck Florida. You want to leave and go to a state where there's no extradition treaty. You want to go to them places. And where you can hide your money and the government can't take it. See, we used to do that in Switzerland, but Switzerland got cocky and was like, you know what? We don't like the fact that y'all only come here to go skiing and hide y'all dirty money. So, Switzerland started letting motherfuckers get in their shit.
I feel you on that one.
Shit, because I had a Swiss account. You got to have money, have a Swiss account. I'm doing some shit when I was overseas. I had a Swiss account.
Whoa.
That shit no joke. But when the motherfucking government was like, and hey, we coming for that shit too. We was like, for real? It's better to keep it under the mattress.
Silly. Before Sonny goes a little too deep, you know what I'm saying, and get all of us fucked up. Let's go ahead and take a little break right here, man.
Black Hall, baby. Black Hall.
Be careful traveling down that Black Hall. Right. Take a little break right here, man. We're going to come right on back, man. And yeah, y'all already know what it is. It's the Black Hall. Talk Black to me and Sonny from down the hall. We doing this thing, taking over the mic. You know what I'm saying? So, look, we'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? Guess who? That's right. It's your girl, Miracle Deja, from Truly Beautiful Podcast. And you're listening to Revolutionary Radio, Real Radio, One United Radio. Be sure to tune into my show, Truly Beautiful, at 11 p.m. Central Time on Fridays, a part of the One United Radio Network. Thanks. Stay tuned.
Oh, I thought we was taking a break, motherfucker. But shit, yeah, you know, it's the voice that gets you moist. Mr. Perfect and well worth it. How you doing?
What the fuck did you just say?
That's right, Mr. Perfect and well worth it. Damn straight.
That is going to be your next.
You goddamn right.
Oh shit, I am not airing that shit. No, I don't know. That snippet would never get heard. No. On this show, no. That's not going to be a network plug. Trust me. If you an avid listener, of One United Radio, don't expect to hear that one. I would
Black
never
Hall,
add
I'll
that
take
shit.
Y'all.
No. This is exclusive for this episode alone.
This is perfect and well worth.
Damn sure. No, I wouldn't expect that shit. I'm trying to forget that right now. Help me out, Lord. I need to be anointed. So, yeah. What else you got, big bro?
I want to talk about Dr. Dre and how his wife trying to get his money, even though he about to be brain dead.
Is it really, what's the status on Dre?
He's supposed to be. I think he's out of the hospital. I pray to God. I hope he's out of the hospital. You know, even though he a woman beater. Michelle, what goes around comes around. Stop putting your hands on people, especially when they little people.
That's a whole nother bag of worms right there, bro.
But yeah, his woman, you know, he ain't got that nice little exotic Mike Bright, and she trying to get him for everything. She want $2 million, even though the children are grown. You know, she trying to get money for child support for children that are grown, and she want $2 million for security. She just trying to get him for everything.
Wait, hold up. She trying to get child support
for children that are grown. Yeah.
She while they were married, they were married.
Yeah, they were married.
Now she's divorcing them after the kids are grown.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get child support.
Yeah, she tried to get child support.
That's bullshit.
Exactly. That's why I would like to be a judge. I would love to be a judge for that divorce shit, because I'd be looking at her. We need $2 million a month. And that's what she wants, $2 million a month, not a year, $2 million a month. Because she's saying that when he made his money, she was with him. I don't get all that. I never seen her name on any other thing, on Beats by Dre or any of his beats. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see her as a producer or nothing. So
we're talking about $500,000 a week.
Exactly. That's what she want. And then you know she's going to raise it up more, because she need a lavish lifestyle, because she's going to get her man. She's still young.
You can give me $500,000 right now, and I'll be good for a nice little bit.
She don't care about that. That's how, man. You got to be careful when you got money. That's what I'm telling y'all now.
You got to be careful when you date white chicks.
Oh, and speaking of white chicks, my man Tyrese kept saying his black queen. He was crying and shit. My black queen. Kind of found out his black queen, some white chick. She ain't black at all. She look like a Dr. Dre chick.
No.
Yeah.
What was he talking about? I know you was talking about the daughter.
That chick,
you talking about the daughter, right?
Yeah, but nah. He's getting a divorce now. He's talking about his black queen. Y'all disrespecting my black queen. Blah blah blah. He always talk about how they disrespect her. And then he finally showed her. And like, I thought you said she was a black queen. Like, ain't shit black about her. Like, she don't even come from a black country. Like, dude, what are you doing? And it goes back to, you know, that color shit. I'm dark. So I want to have a light baby because I was dark. So I got to get me some exotic.
With the good hair.
Yeah. And I can't lie. I had a so-called exotic. And it was good for a long time. But I had my exotic because I was living in that country. It's a difference. I wasn't looking for it. I was actually looking for something that looked like me. But shit that looked like me was kind of crazy. I ain't even gonna lie.
Speaking of crazy, that brings me to the other topic of what I'm going to bring to the table, man. I got some real deal issues, you know what I'm saying, that I need to sort through.
Oh shit, black
me personally. You know what I'm saying? It's just some shit that I've been seeing. So if you're done with your segment,
preach, bro.
Alright, cool. Let me go ahead and get close to the mic. Now, what I want to know, this is my question right here, and any of the sisters out there, any of the brothers out there can chime in, you know what I'm saying, like I always say, hit us up, let me know, you know what I'm saying, if I'm on the right path, wrong path, whatever, you know what I mean, what I want to know right now, here's my question, and I'll bring it to you right after this break. Alright, Big Sonny.
You.
Know everybody's been waiting, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I left them with a little cliffhanger. But for the sisters out there, they're saying y'all trying to find a real man, a God-fearing man, a good man, and all this old stuff, right? Alright, I dig it.
Uh-oh.
Everybody trying to do it. Everybody trying to find the right somebody for them, right?
Uh-oh.
Alright, cool. I get it. Everybody wants somebody good.
Yeah, true.
But if you on social media saying you looking for a good man, you looking for a stand-up guy, you looking for somebody, doggone, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be, as y'all say it, your king.
Hallelujah.
But you shaking your ass for every peasant that's willing to look.
Jezebel.
Make that shit make sense to me.
Straight McFlurry.
Don't no man, no real man want no woman that done shook her ass all over town. And with social media now, it's all over town. One click and it's all over town. It's all over the world. That's my question. How serious are you when you saying you trying to find a good dude? And don't no good dude want to see you shaking your ass. For every Harry, Dick, Tom.
When you say Tom, Dick, and Harry.
For every Harry, Dick, Tom that's out there to look.
My mama used to say that girl done had. She done fucked every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You leave that girl alone.
But I'm saying, we got to make this shit make sense, no? Now, this is where a lot of people is going to turn off the set, or they going to get a little upset. That's fine.
And then y'all complain about dick pics. I never sent one, and I won't. But you complain about dick pics. I see y'all post all the time.
You never sent a dick pic.
Never in my motherfucking life.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Your ass gonna send one to somebody tomorrow.
No, I've never sent a dick pic. That makes no fucking sense. You want to see it? Come see it. Shit, fuck is that? What the fuck would I send you a picture for?
Come see the person.
Right? Shit, reach out and touch someone. Look at this. Shit, fuck that. Fuck. I'm honest, man. I've never sent the dick pic. I know dudes, and I'm like, I don't get it. I know dudes that blown it up, made it look huger. It's like, fuck. Like, the girls don't know. It's like, come on, man.
But for real, though.
You remember when they used to Xerox?
Yeah.
And they used to do the butt? I did the butt. But I've never put my penis in it. I know dudes that used to do that shit. But they, I like, they,
oh, yeah. You.
When the Xerox? Yeah, dudes used to Xerox their penis.
Wow.
Yeah. Motherfucker, dudes always been weird with dick pics.
Okay. But back to the chicks, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I mean, is it
times that hard? Are the numbers that much screwed up to where, I mean, is it? I mean,
and why is everybody in OnlyFans? God damn.
TikTok. It's not even OnlyFans. TikTok is free. Shit, Facebook is free. And everybody on there want to do this goddamn,
Bust It Challenge. It's always the same challenge. Y'all always nasty. Stop being nasty. Can I see a cook and clean challenge?
Leave with your fucking
right. Can I see that?
Leave with your hand for a minute, man. Leave with your hand for a hot second.
For real.
The ass is there, but you know the ass ain't paying.
And I'm glad you brought that up, cause we in Atlanta, right? And I see a lot of beautiful women, even though they fake, but they still beautiful, and they work at the strip club. And then they be like, yo, I got a man, and yada, yada, yada.
Strip club in Atlanta. They ain't working too much, and them bitches closed.
Right? So, they doing their thing, right? And it was like, they got mans. And I'm going, I don't understand how you got a man. Like, I don't get that. Like, if I'm your man, and I met you at the strip club, and I allow you to stay working at the strip club, and I'm not your man, I'm just a pimp in training.
Right.
Because I'm going to learn how to get your money.
Right.
And strippers like spending their money on their men. That's not a bad thing, but you're spending it on a dude who's just pimping you, because he gonna wind up screwing another stripper, because the other strippers get jealous, and other strippers like to hate, and they gonna screw your man, and you already know it, and you gonna get jealous when he get another dance, you already know it. And I don't understand how a man can sit there and let his woman walk around and get touched by a bunch of dudes and be in there with her and be like, that's my girl. You what? No way in hell. And I don't see how those same women get mad when men try to talk to them out in public. Hey, how you doing? If you can't pay my bill, shut up. You take your clothes off for 4 quarters. I don't care how you put it.
Oh, shit.
It's 4 quarters. We'll make a dollar. 4 quarters. I don't give a fuck how many I give them to you. It's still 4 fucking quarters. So all that shit boils down to, if I got 4 fucking quarters, I could walk by, smack you on your ass, smack you in the breast, and just drop 4 quarters on you. Now you can sit here and be like, it's a $10, $5 dance. Them shits are still quarters.
Boy, you pissed the people off right now.
I'm supposed to. I told you. When you listen to this shit, you either going to get mad, get happy, get sad, and you going to laugh. I want you to feel it all. So if you sitting in right now looking at your man and you a stripper, and he's sitting there calling you his bae, his wife, going, why the fuck am I still stripping? He ain't even trying to convince you stop stripping. That's the first thing I'll be thinking. Yo, hold on, okay, look, I met you there, I know, blah, 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 but fuck that. You mine's now. I ain't comfortable with a bunch of strangers touching you.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's why I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. All that ass shaking and you want a real man. One, like he said, don't no man want everyone to know what he got. When I walk down the street, I don't want every dude going, damn, 4 quarters.
Yeah.
I want him to imagine 4 quarters. Yeah. I don't want him to already fucking know.
That's real talk.
No, I'm serious. Because you can't get mad when you be like, oh, you fucked her. Every dude know you.
Right. That's
you let strangers touch you. I don't care what you want to do
now,
for
granted,
money.
Now, granted, everybody has a past.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be real with that part. Everybody has a past, but by the same token, if you're creating your past in the present, and you looking for some type of future, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, it ain't like you goddamn did some shit 10, 15, 20 years ago. All this shit came up within 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. And you talking about you trying to find your good
man.
And
I'm not knocking strippers. But that's a simple job, and it's the oldest profession besides hooking. It's the truth. Barbers, I forgot the real name, how you say a barber. But that's not the real name. But it's a real name, why you call a barber. That profession and hooking and stripping are the 1, 2, and 3, the oldest.
Well, they actually go hand in hand.
Yeah, I know bullshit. Haircuts, stripping and hooking and stripping. Them the top 3 oldest fucking professions. I ain't knocking people that do it, and I ain't knocking strippers. But all I'm saying is, if I was a woman, I would never be comfortable. Because you can't really talk shit about men being this and men being that when it's those men that's putting that money in your pocket.
You can never say nothing about, oh, this man's a bad person, or this man's that, or he. You taking the money of all those men. That's on you. Now, again, not knocking how you get your money, but y'all are smart and y'all are intelligent. And I don't like strip clubs because I don't like tattoos, and I don't like the fact that you think I'm just going to give you money for nothing. Like, I can dance too. You ain't paying me.
Right.
And you walk, and I don't like the ones that walk up to you and talk. Okay, use a conversation and then say, well, I'm about to go on stage. You owe me $60. For what? For talking. I didn't ask you to not to strip. I didn't ask you to not work. You came over here and held a conversation. What the fuck is up with that? That's another reason I don't really care for strip clubs or going the stripper route. Because one, I can't trust you. I'm never going to be able to trust you until you stop. And I'm not going to be able to trust you until you stop hanging with your friends, because they're going to always be around you. You girl, you can make some money for that. No, I ain't trying to hear that shit. So it's the company you keep. And again, if your man letting you strip, he ain't your man. If he say, the minute he say he love you, is the minute he should say, where the fuck you think you going? I'm going to work. Not, no, you ain't. You done with that shit. You find something else. For real. Again, not knocking you ladies how you get your money, but I don't want to hear you got mouths to feed. You sat down and spread for those mouths to feed. No one forced you. You sat down and spread for those mouths to feed. So that's on you.
You brutal tonight, huh?
I tell you, it's Black Hall. We getting in it.
Okay.
That's the truth. And I don't want to hear about with the baby dad. I don't want to hear that shit either. You knew he wasn't shit when you picked him. Let's keep it real. You knew the company he kept as well. He wasn't shit. His homies ain't shit. And if you went for the flash and the cash, that's what you get for being a flash and the cash ass girl.
You know a dumbass post I saw on one of the social media sites, man. This chick had the audacity to post, I wish that we could choose our children's parents. As if, you know what I'm saying, like she was saying, I wish we could choose our baby daddies. Yes, Trick, you can.
Right? Don't you pay a fucking attention, stupid. Damn. See? Try to give y'all credit because y'all really fucking smart.
If she that fucking look, bro, he the one. If she's saying shit like that, he the one that should have chose better. I wish we could choose our baby daddies. What?
But they only care about fucking. That's what's wrong here. Like, a dude I know, he young, in his 20s, right? Middle 20s, right? He went out, said he met this chick, showed me a picture. She was nice. You know, basic, you know, fake this, fake that. That's what I call basic. Y'all think y'all all this and all that, but you're basic. Basic means regular, and you all look regular, smuggler. You all got the same exact thing, ain't none of y'all different. That's why I like natural. Natural is different. Black Hall, baby, we are getting into it. I told you, I love my sisters, but y'all not fucking with the right men. For some reason, some dude said, all y'all ugly, and I come back to the country and all y'all ugly. But y'all think, oh, I'm this and I'm that, because you got all that fake shit. If he can't take you how you look, he don't need you. Y'all said that shit yourself. You don't deserve me on my worst day, on my best day, all that bullshit. Well, don't scare me, because when you take all that shit off, you look like a prisoner. They be looking harsh. Little plaits in the head with the stocking caps and shit on that wig and shit. When they come out the bathroom, you be like, what the fuck happened to you?
I see it.
Yeah, right? You be like, damn, that ain't sexy. They never been sexy. So y'all gotta think, man. Don't be so hard on the fellas and talk shit about the fellas, because my shit natural, Josh shit natural. We wake up like this. Right? That's a fact.
Right on. Right? When I walk out the door, you get what you get.
Right? It is what it is. You wake up, you still happy with what you woke up to. Don't shock us. So don't do that. Get that man that like you for who you are. That's for real.
We're going to get right on down to the real deal Holyfield right now. No pun intended. All right. Next thing and last thing right now that's on my personal list of things that I want to drop right now. All right. And this ain't a bashing the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because some of y'all
brothers, we love you, ladies. We just get your shit together. Right. You get your shit together, we gotta get our shit together.
Cause some of y'all brothers be out there on the fuck shit too. And yeah, too much fuck shit. Alright.
Talk about it.
There's a certain thing that we commonly refer to as bowing out gracefully. You know what I mean? You got to bow out gracefully. And for those of y'all that don't really understand what it is, you know what I'm saying? Or for the people in the back, bowing out gracefully is when you, you know what I'm saying, when you know that, when you realize for the fact that you out, you know what I'm saying, you out of your league, you know what I'm saying, you ain't in your bracket, you know what I'm saying, you trying to grasp something above your pay grade, however you want to slice it, you know what I'm saying. When you realize, goddamn, that people should, somebody out there need to hear this. When you realize that you operating above your pay grade, or you goddamn out of your league with a motherfucker, be it the sister or the brother, don't go causing that man or that dude or that chick or that, you know what I'm saying, no riff. Just go ahead and bow out gracefully. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and bow on out gracefully. Let that thing run. You know what I'm saying? Sever your ties, count your losses, and go on ahead about your business. Now, I know some chicks that done got some brothers hemmed up on some hurt shit. Some fabricated, some lies. You know what I'm saying? Got brothers waiting on court cases.
Nothing like a woman scorned, boy. Nothing like a woman scorned.
But the thing about it was, is like, yo, none of that shit happened. The shit is goddamn just crazy. It's whack. Only because, you know what I'm saying, the sister finally realized, I can't hold on to him.
I lost control.
I can't compete.
There's no more control. The control is gone.
You see what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And the brothers be the same way.
Oh, I'm going to talk about them.
You know, oh, you got the brothers.
Right, cool. You know, we bash everything. This is Black Hall, baby.
Okay.
We ain't just bashing women just to be bashing women.
So
we
don't do that. It ain't one-sided.
No. It ain't one-sided. It's just shit
that I'm seeing right now out here in these streets. And it's like, man, yo, where the real women at? Where the real brothers at? You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, it is what it is, yo. She would make up whatever lie you gotta make. Just leave that man alone. Just leave that chick alone. Just go ahead about your business. Sisters, I know you agree with me. Because, you know, a large majority of you guys out there, I don't want to put a number on it, but a large majority of you guys done had that dude that just wouldn't take no for an answer. But by the same token, it's some brothers out there that done had that your sister be the same one. I'm not taking no for an answer. And then, you know what I'm saying? That shit don't end well. You know, nobody likes being stalked. Whew. Nobody likes, you know what I'm saying? Nobody likes that. You know, I know you got something, you know what I'm saying, that okay.
You want to put on. You ungrateful niggas.
Oh, damn.
How y'all have wonderful women and you fuck them over every fucking chance you get?
See?
If I see another idiot do something, I swear I'll rip your heart out myself just to see if you got one. I want to punch through your fucking chest just to see if you got one. I've seen women go out of their fucking way for dudes who ain't worth shit. I work with them. I know them. I see them in the street. Mm. I live next to them. Mm. I watch the good girl come, bring food, make sure he good. I mind my business because it's not my business. I see the bad girl come. She bring maybe some drink or nothing. And the motherfucker trying to go to the store and shit to get her shit. Get her food, make sure she right. Never do shit for the good girl. I'm sitting there going, it sucks that when you single and you see that shit and you like, I know I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm not that bad. And it's like the bad ones always fucking win.
See?
Never fucking fails. Like if I wanted to get laid right now, all I had to do is just be an asshole. Oh yeah, I love you. Yeah, okay, fuck, sex, bye, boom. And this is why that shit's weird to me. Because the dude told me at the job, the young brother, he said, listen, he met the chick at the bar. He brought her back and he smashed. I was like, damn, that's pretty quick. He was like, yeah, you know, a couple drinks in. I was like, I love you. She was like, oh, I'm telling her friends. He said, he loved me. And it was like, oh. And I was like, oh. Like, this ain't seventh grade. Like, the fuck you mean? Oh, y'all supposed to be adults. First of all, how many drinks did she have? Then he said, this shit was, I'm gonna be honest, we was on break. We was blazing. And I'm, you know, hitting my medicine, he hitting his medicine. And then he got his different medicine, I got my different medicine. So we about to share medicine.
Right.
And right before I give it to him to share his medicine, right, he grabbed mine, so I grab his. You know, he goes, yeah, his medicine, yeah. My medicine. He says, he ate a booty. So when he said he ate a booty, I started laughing. And I was like, you're a funny dude, man. You joke too much. He was like, nah, I'm serious. I flicked his blunt. I flicked his medicine back at him, and then I snatched my medicine out of his hand. He was like, yo. And you know what came to my mind? Remember we used to call them African booty scratches? Right? I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
I was like, what? I said, how long you been with her? He said, I just met the hoe last night. You not paying attention. Yes. And I was like, whoa, you just eating hoes. And he said, dude, that's how you get these bitches. They love that shit. I said, of course they love it. You eating their shit box. I said, you know what? When we was coming up, no offense, you had to have a small dick to eat pussy. Remember that shit?
No, I never had a small
dick. Exactly. You had to have a small dick to eat pussy. Bitches was like, you gotta eat this pussy. Niggas with big dicks was getting head and fucking. I know. Niggas who, I was like, you ate pussy? Yeah. You ate pussy? Yeah. You ate pussy too? Yeah. What the fuck going on? That's my cousin told me. You dick big. You ain't gotta eat pussy. You're little niggas, you gotta bring something else to the party. You gotta bring tongue to the party.
Well, I ain't gonna front, not to cut you off, but. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll munch on them like lunch.
I'm saying, now, it's an acquired taste. You just can't eat off everybody's plate. Yeah, I'm sorry. No. It's a restaurant. It's a status. You got to pass all qualities. Oh, for sure. You can't just eat off everybody's plate. But back then, it was just like, you know, when you start out, fuck it. It was like, everybody eat pussy. It was like, And it was always, no offense, it was the white boys and the Spanish dudes. It was always them, too. When we was in school, it was like, them niggas always eating pussy. Always eating pussy. It was like, damn. And it was like, yeah, when they fucking sisters, they be like, they kind of small. And it was like, always eating pussy. So it was like, shit, y'all eat straight ass? How small is your dick now?
Damn.
You know what I'm like? You went straight to, and think about that.
You resorting to the sewer pipe.
Right? You let her put her ass in faster because one, you ain't even eat the pussy.
On the first night.
Right? And he was like, yes, every time he go out, he tell me a story about how he eat the bitch booty and shit. And I was like, what? But yet, bruh got a problem.
Blame that shit on Nicki Minaj and Chris Brown.
Check it. Here's the problem. He got a family. He don't take care of it. Okay, separate. Young. Okay, it happens, you know, young, dumb, full of cum. The woman not bad looking. And they got a daughter. He want a son. That's why he ain't with her. Now, that's another thing you idiot brothers be doing. Y'all fucking these girls, but y'all don't want to stay with them because they ain't give you a son. But you ain't worth shit no way, so you don't need a son.
Is that a thing?
Yes, it's a thing. They don't want to stay with y'all because you got a daughter. And then they want that son. So there's a lot of these motherfuckers who got single kids. They got a lot of daughters. And the ones they stay with be the ones that they, I got my son now. Boom, you the one I'm going to be with. That's fucked up. Yeah. So he was like, he told me, he's like, basically, and I was seeing the shit, but I wasn't picturing it. You know, I wasn't putting it together. I was just thinking maybe, you know, baby mama drama. You know how that shit go. These motherfuckers all wanted boys, but they ain't get them with the first chick they got pregnant. You got a girl, boom, next one. You got a girl, boom, next one. I want that son. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. So when he said that, I was like, that's fucked up. So you just out here eating ass and fucking bitches with no condom. And he said, no, he fucked her with a condom. And I said, hold on. You ate her pussy and you ate her ass. Yeah. And then you put a condom on. Let me tell you something now, ladies. I don't give a fuck what your rule is. If you want me to eat your pussy, we fucking raw. There's no way in hell I'm going to put a condom on after I done ate that petri dish or whatever diseases and STDs you got down there. Whatever you got down there, I done digested. Ingested. I'm gonna be sweating that shit out later. So whatever you got, bitch, we got together. I am not putting on the fucking condom if you say I gotta eat your pussy. That shit is coming. Fuck that.
Well, damn.
Fuck out of here. I just got whatever you got. It ain't like sucking my dick.
Well, damn.
My shit ain't oozing nothing. You can tell you ain't got no bumps. My shit like a thicker than a snicker. It's ain't got no bumps, no none of them shit. So when you look at it, you like healthy. Yep.
Okay.
This shit here, eat this coochie.
Yeah, break, motherfucker, break, shit, I don't know where the fuck, we ain't got no other ads, we need something right now, play some music.
Lord, I hope you niggas ain't forget, homie. Lord, Hey, look, I hope you niggas ain't forget, homie. Young niggas still a killer, nigga, big homie. Word around town, riding around with a stick on me. And I do a walkthrough like Rich homie. I just ran off on the floor like Plaid. So I can't chase no who I'm tired. Stitch, I ain't playing no game with nobody. I ain't feeling you walk up the wrong way, you can die. Yeah, since he can't remember, he been selling dope. He pissed dirty at probation, he been touching cocaine. I put my trust in my niggas, they ain't gon' tell him no. I put my trust in my dogs, they ain't gon' tell him no name. Hey, I can't chase no who I'm tired. Said I'd do anything for you, guess I lied. I know I can't do nothing without my eyes. I fucked around and shot the wrong damn nigga tryna slide. Hey, fuck that, I'm who them niggas be tryna be. Hey, thug nigga, pistol on my lap when I'm out to eat. Hey, ain't no nigga harder than Peezy that I can see. Hey, you don't want no smoke with Lil Peezy, keep it heat. Hey, I can't trust nobody. Hey, if you wanna die, you can try me. Hey, don't ask me for shit, I don't got it. These fuck niggas ain't slangin' no knowledge. Peezy, I hope you niggas ain't forget, homie. Young nigga still a killer, nigga, big homie. Word around town, ride around with a stick on me. And I do a walkthrough like Rich homie. I just ran off on the floor like Plaid. So I can't chase no who I'm tired. Still, I ain't playing no game with nobody. I ain't feeling you walk up the wrong way, you can die. Look, I hope you niggas ain't forget, homie. Ain't no speed while I'm riding with this shit on me. Word around town, I'm riding around with a stick on me. Ain't nobody on they block, I took a piss on that Glock, turn your L4 straight, I got a pick on me. Yo bitch wanna suck a nigga, drop it like a tick on me. I don't fuck with rappers, I ain't with that riding dick on me. If I put on all my dread, that's a brick on me. Say they posted in the trenches, I don't never see them niggas. And my trigger finger twitch, and I been itching for a pick. If they say they won't smoke, we gon' get right with them. When it's in the L, I can't sleep right, nigga. They need a reminder, I can't let y'all forget. I'm off a lurk, I'm hitting home with an empty ass stick. I'm leaving with your life if this an empty ass lick. They still looking for the key, I got it locked like a pizza. I hope you niggas ain't forget, homie. Young niggas still a killer, nigga, big homie. Word around town, ride around with a stick on me. And I do a walkthrough like Rich homie. I just ran off on the floor like Plaid. So I can't chase no who I'm tired. Still, I ain't playing no game with nobody. I ain't feeling you walk up the wrong way, you can die.
All right.
That's right.
No, I ain't dead. No, we're not going back to this shit.
Fuck that. No glove, no love. Shit, don't put your bush in my face.
Shit.
So, yeah, so y'all girls be careful because these dudes going to eat ass and you think they just eating your ass and you stupid. This motherfucker go from club to club eating ass. So all these dudes out here eating ass, and I seen a video where dude walked up to a fine chick and was like, blah, blah, blah. She ain't say shit. He said, I'll eat your ass. And that bitch was like, what you saying? And I was like, ew. I'd rather a girl be like, I suck your dick. I eat your ass. How much you just eat? You know, because bitches don't want to kiss. I don't know shit like that. That's why I can't deal with it. Right? You're going to eat ass and then want to kiss me.
I don't know, man.
We ain't in love. We ain't no freaky deaky couple like that.
This whole spectrum of
every generation getting weird and weird.
Trying to get down, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And trying to find. If you already got somebody, man, salute to you. If you got them out here trying to find somebody, good luck to you. I mean, it's because this shit is garbage out here right now.
Don't be eating ass and they won't kiss me. Because I ask questions like that. First date, I ask all the questions. I tell you right now, don't ask me shit you don't want to know. I'm asking. You ever had a threesome? Don't tell me. Yes, don't think about it because I'm trained to watch a liar. I'm going to find that shit out quick. You take it too fucking long. I'm finding everything. I don't like chicks who date guys who got their ass pants sagging. Them motherfuckers all disease ridden. Sorry. All right, with all that, the skinny jeans and the ripped jeans, the motherfuckers kind of weird. Your nuts got to breathe. I'm sorry. You don't want your nuts to breathe. And why your pants sagging and you got on skinny jeans? That don't make no sense to me.
Why your pants sagging and you got on skinny jeans?
Right? Right? Yeah. That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Tell me, I'm a man. No, you not. I ain't walking outside showing nobody my ass. That ain't manly. Ain't never been manly. Baggy. We was baggy in my generation.
Exactly.
We wasn't asses. Exactly. We were right ass chaps.
Yeah. I ain't digging this shit right here, but yeah. So.
Y'all saw that new Wendy? Did y'all dig that? Y'all like the Wendy? I thought it was pretty funny. And I thought the lady that played Wendy, she did a damn good job. But it's amazing how they keep getting all these actors and actresses to play these people, and they look so much better.
Yeah,
like Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
They did a real good job. They screwed over Cinderella. They ain't giving her props at all. Even in the movie, they disrespected her. But the ladies that they had play Salt and Pepper, they were fine as hell.
And I'm not a Pepper fan.
I gotta check that out. You just told me about that earlier today.
Hell yeah, I'm not a Pepper fan. I gotta check that lyrically, out. She dope, but I never liked Pepper. I always liked Salt and Spinderella. Yeah, but
you know,
in this,
you know what Salt says? She's a short and sexy one. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody know. And well, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know, you know what I'm saying? I like them short and sexy. So
who you telling? I like that perfect armrest height. I don't like too tall. I like under 5 feet is perfect. 5'5", 5'4", that's some good stuff right there.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and tell them what you're looking for, Sonny, from down the
hall? Okay, yeah, oh, like I just said, 5'5". You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know.
Just, you know what I'm saying? For real. Just make it your own little personal profile on this episode, bro. You see it.
Yeah. It's about to be Valentine's Day, though. I'm not giving up nothing for Valentine's Day because you girls, Valentine's Day and tax season in the same month, y'all set traps, so.
Right on.
I'm so, just taking applications right now, and so, I ain't getting back to nobody until after the
15th.
Season. Real. You will not hear nothing.
Well, you
are. I don't want a bunch of OnlyFans. And stop messaging me. I hate that. I just got on Facebook, and every time I'm on Facebook, it's a message. And I look at the message. It's always a beautiful woman. Hey. Okay. How you doing? So-and-so, so-and-so. Okay, that's good. So-and-so, so-and-so. Okay, that's good. Can you send me some money? God damn. I got a rule. I don't send strange women money. I never fuck. Sorry. I don't send strange women money. I don't plan on fucking. Sorry. I don't send women money who's not family. Sorry. Don't ever ask me for money. I don't care about your kids' problems or nothing. I keep telling y'all that, but y'all don't. Damn. Listen.
Damn.
The girl told me again. She called me again. She texted me again. She texted me. I'm like, yo, chill the fuck out. It's not going to happen. I don't give money to people I don't know. This country, your country, any country. Y'all claiming, oh, I'm looking for our love and true this, and then ask me for money. What the hell is that? I'm not giving you anything. You want to come see me? You come see me. I'll take care of you when you get here, but I'm not paying for shit for you to get here.
Oh, shit.
I ain't flying you out. I ain't shipping you out. None of that. You get here when you get here, but don't ask me for no money.
Well, Sonny, man, we got about 3 minutes left in this episode, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always been a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, getting down with you whenever we ever get a chance to grab this mic and get on this thing and blow it up, man. Anything you want to throw out to the people, you know what I'm saying? You know, just, you know what I'm saying? To close this joint out. I know it's your show. It's my show. We're doing this collab, but...
Right, it's the Black Card Show. So I want to say thank y'all for listening to this first episode of the Black Card Show. You know, we've done things together, but this right here is solidified right here. This is the show right here. You see how we get down. We don't just bash one group. We bash every group evenly. Either you nice or you not nice. Either you good or you not good.
Yeah, there's no gray area, bro.
Right? That's just how we do it. We gonna get you. So like I said, man, y'all fucking up. Treat these women way better than y'all should be, because y'all not treating them nice at all.
Sisters, y'all can do a whole lot better, too.
Stop showing everything you got. Jesus. Save something for the imagination.
You know what I'm saying? Once was a time when it was a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
Right.
Now y'all just, I don't know.
Vice versa to shit. Y'all freaks in the outside and don't want to do shit at home for them good nigga. But you want to do everything for the other dude. Chill the fuck out.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that is right there, man. And, yeah, of course, man, it's your boy Jolly, man. Look, I need everybody, you know what I'm saying, continue showing us love. Slide on over to that www.oneunitedradionetwork. That's oneunitedradio.com. Oneunitedradio.com. Man, we doing it straight up, independent. We doing it on our own. We ain't asking nobody for no money. We ain't asking nobody for nothing, man. Just you know what I'm saying? We already built it. We just need to, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to slide on over there. We got the best news. We got the best talk. And God knows we got the best music. Independent artists, we gonna put you on. You know what I'm saying? If your stuff is about something, you know what I'm saying?
Please don't just come out here with the ball.
Right on.
You already know what's ball.
Right on. Submit all your music. You know what I'm saying? If you think it's worth a listen and you want to get some free play, man, oneunitedradio@mail.com. oneunitedradio@mail.com. No Gmail. oneunitedradio@mail.com. Once again, we're all independent. We did this stuff. We got this out the mud. Mm. We ain't asked nobody. We ain't asked Google for shit. We didn't ask for Apple for shit. Nipsey showed us the way, and we rolling with it. Fuck the middleman. Everybody here that you hearing right now, Sonny from down the hall, myself, you know what I'm saying, the brothers from up there out of the Carolinas, you know what I'm saying, Black and Unfiltered. You know what I'm saying? We got my girl over there, doggone, True Chop Up. My shout out to
like
Stacy. Right on. Shit, man. You see that last one, the last show they had? Yeah, where they were talking about the size really matter? Oh my God. Them sisters is on.
Why y'all so.
Right on. So shout out to them. Spin up,
screw that. I got one for y'all. If size really matters, the shallower, deeper matter. I don't care if it's wet. I can handle that. But the shallow or deeper matter. What you think, fellas? You prefer shallow or you prefer deeper?
Well, damn. Yeah, that took a turn for the.
Chop that up, True Chop Up.
All right, True Chop Up, Stacy. Yeah, right on, sis. I guess you just got yourself a challenge there. Let me see how that worked. You know what I'm saying? Shit, the door swing both ways, huh?
You damn right. Like a pendulum, baby. Back and forth.
Our girl Quest, right on. But yeah, check out all check out all the shows over there. We got DJs all from the UK. They doing their thing and all that good stuff.
Big up, UK.
Right on.
Massive. Right Massive.
On. Right on. So, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Much love. You know what I'm saying? And every time we get a chance to get on this mic, we love it. We do it because we love it. You know what I'm saying? We do it because we love you guys. And keep supporting us. We're going to keep bringing it to y'all. And, hey, man, it is what it is, man. Jolly.
Sunny from down the hall. The voice that gets you moist.
Yeah, that bullshit.
Hey, you hate. You know what I'm saying? You mad. I can turn it on and off. You mad.
Blackout, y'all. Till the next time. Peace.
Black Hall, baby.
This has been a One United Radio production. For more great content just like this, be sure to tune to oneunitedradio.com. All black, all real, all the time. One United Radio.